It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Nothing good ever happens when you snoop on your significant other.
It is true.
I know for me, I checked one of my girlfriend's phones one time. Ended up breaking up over it.
What'd you find?
I found pictures of her hanging out with her family.
Gross. And how did you handle that?
Oh, man. Like, inspirational quotes about how life is great.
Oh, my God.
It was disturbing, and I had to end it. I could not put up with that kind of stuff.
All that happiness and stability in one phone.
She even had, like, pictures from, like, Thanksgiving where they're all smiling and stuff.
Oh, my God.
That must have been a messy makeup.
Disgusting. Yeah, so don't snoop on your significant other. That's the lesson that I learned. And Kathleen, who's on the phone for an Awkward Tuesday phone call right now, has learned that same lesson because she snooped on her fiancé and found something almost as disturbing as what I found.
I'm sure it's way worse.
God, how could she recover from something like that?
Kathleen, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, just okay.
How are you guys?
Pretty good. Probably better than how you're doing.
Yeah.
I take it now is not the time to congratulate you on your upcoming nuptials.
Probably not.
Oh. It's funny that you say that, Brooke, because that's kind of what the Awkward Tuesday phone call is about today.
Really?
Yeah. Kathleen, tell everybody the issue that you're having.
Okay. So basically, my boyfriend Justin and I have been together for like 3 years, and he is amazing. He is literally the best guy that I've ever been with. And I know he's the one, and, you know, I just want my life with him. And, you know, we've kind of discussed that he was thinking about a proposal. So, like, you know, we knew that, like, that's the direction we were heading in. But, like, I made it very clear that I wanted to be surprised, you know. And I, you know, was excited about it.
Okay, wait, hold on. You're not engaged yet?
No.
Oh, I was a little confused, I guess, at the beginning.
It'll make sense in just a second.
Okay.
So basically, he hasn't proposed yet, and we live together, and we have a desktop computer, and I went on it the other day, and he had his email open, and on the computer was an email to his mom. And I don't know why, but I decided to read it.
That's where I say snooping is never a good thing.
God, and there's always that quick moment where you could just close it. And you know you could, but you can't stop yourself.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't normally do that. Like, I'm not one to check his phone or anything. I totally trust him. It was one of those things where I just, you know, I glanced at it, and I saw the word proposal, and so I was like, oh, my God, what is this? So I read the email, and it entailed, like, his entire plan and every single detail down as to how he was going to propose to me.
Oh, my
So you
gosh.
Ruined your surprise by reading his email.
Yeah. It was like a train wreck. I couldn't look away, you know? Like, when you just start reading something and you know that you want to read it, but you just do, even though you know you shouldn't.
Yeah. Is it going to be a good proposal? A nice surprise for you?
I mean, it would have been if I hadn't read it.
Oh,
what does he
no.
have planned for you?
So he was going to do it at the zoo, which was where we had our first date. And he was going to have, like, the workers at the zoo get involved.
Oh,
and he had invited my parents to fly in. They're going to be there.
Oh,
and, yeah. So basically, I read the whole thing and I cried because it was so beautiful. And now I'm so upset with myself because I ruined it.
Why didn't you just send him an email that said yes? Since you were reading the email to his mom that was talking about the proposal.
Reply all.
Yeah, reply all yes. You could have handled it that way.
Well, I didn't.
Do you know when this was supposed to happen?
Next weekend.
Oh, my gosh, girl. Dude. You really screwed up.
Yeah. So, basically, I didn't know what to do. So, I went to my best friend and told her about the whole thing, about how I read the email and how we were going to propose to the zoo. And she told me that I needed to tell him. And I totally agree with her, but I don't know how to do it. So she suggested that I do the Awkward Tuesday phone call with you guys.
Awesome.
Okay. And so your goal is to tell him that you know about the proposal and you just want to be like, Yes, I'll go to the zoo with you on that day and we will be married.
Either way, it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
I want to tell him and then tell him that I want him to do something else because I really want to be surprised.
That is the most selfish thing I've ever heard anyone say.
Why not just fake it, you know?
Because he doesn't deserve that. You know, he deserves my honest reaction. Yeah. I don't want to pretend.
No.
You know?
I can see that.
I'm all about honesty in relationships, but this is the one thing. You just need to suck it up and know that you ruined it for yourself and just go through with the whole thing.
And then keep this secret for, like, the rest of our marriage?
No, tell him, like, 5 years down the road when you guys are old and married together and it doesn't matter anymore.
I just really want it to be special for both of us. You know, I don't feel like it's fair for me to pretend. I feel like he deserves my genuine, honest reaction, you know? And you only get one proposal. I mean, hopefully. You only get one, and I want this to be good for him and for me, you know? I mean, how would you feel if it happened to you?
Yeah, but it's not the surprise that makes it special. It's the actual commitment to each other and the discussion about how you...
I don't know, but it would still kind of be tainted if you knew what was coming. You're like, all right, when's he going to do it? Yeah. Look, we've been here for an hour. Can you move it along? I already know.
Looking at all the animal cages. Is there a ring on that monkey?
I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, Kathleen, to see if I would appreciate it or not. And I think maybe I would, because if I were to propose to somebody, I would want them to be surprised.
But he's coordinated an entire zoo around his proposal.
It's gonna suck for him. I mean, you realize this could delay your actual proposal like a good year.
Yeah,
I know, but I just feel like I ruined it and this is my fault and I have to fix it and there's no other way around it. I just have to fix it.
How are you even gonna broach this with him?
Slowly.
Slowly. Okay,
gently.
Well, we will play a song, come back, give you some advice, and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, hold on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hey.
You hear that?
Yeah.
That's the wedding march. You might be hearing that about 5 years from now.
If she's lucky.
When your boyfriend finally figures out another way to propose to you. If you're just tuning into the Awkward Tuesday phone call, Kathleen is on the phone. She needs to call her boyfriend and come clean that she read an email that he was sending to his mom about proposing to her. He had planned the whole thing out. It was supposed to happen next weekend. And she read the email, and now she feels like she needs to call him in an Awkward Tuesday phone call and tell him that she found out the way he was going to propose and when he was going to propose so that he could change the way he's going to do it so that she can actually have a real reaction and it won't be ruined by the fact that she already knows what he's going to do. You want my advice?
Yeah.
I think what you do is you go to the zoo where he wanted to go, you keep everything the same, and then you propose before he proposes.
Yeah.
It's like a proposal battle.
Just a one-off.
Yeah, and then you beat him, and then he's surprised. What do you think?
I don't want to do that.
Kathleen, are you sure you want to do this? You sure you want to admit to this?
I have to. He went through all this work, and I just think that he deserves my genuine surprise, you know? He did all this. He deserves it.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I would do a lot of apologizing.
You know, he's the one that left the email open on his computer.
Oh, it's definitely his
it's
fault.
It's his
You're
fault.
Right.
You
Absolutely.
Should actually yell at him for ruining your proposal.
No.
All right. I'm going to dial the phone number right now, and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Hanbun.
Oh, hey, babe, what's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just running some errands.
Okay.
What's wrong? Are you all right?
No. I really need to talk to you about something, and I'm just kind of really nervous about telling you.
Okay, what's wrong?
Okay, I need to say that I'm sorry. Before I say anything else, I just need you to know that I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Okay. So,
babe, you're really making me scared. What's wrong?
I know. Basically, the other day, I went on the computer, and you had an email open to your mom, and I read it, and so I read the...
What?
Yeah. So, I know how you're going to propose to me. I read all the details, and it's really beautiful, and...
Kathleen, are you kidding?
I'm so sorry that I read it. I know I shouldn't have.
Oh, my God. Why were you going through my emails in the first place?
I mean, I wasn't going through them. I just, you know, it was on the computer, and I was just going to X out of it, but then I saw the word proposal, and then so I just started reading it, and I know I shouldn't have, but I'm sorry.
Did you read everything?
Yeah, I couldn't stop.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Kathleen, I knew you wanted to be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I still do want to be a surprise, and so that's why I'm calling you and hoping that maybe you can change the proposal so that I am still surprised. And I'm so sorry that I ruined it, and everything you planned was wonderful, and I really wish I hadn't read it because it would have been great.
Yeah, it's not even...
I'm so sorry.
I just don't understand why you read it. Like, how... Do you not trust me?
No, it's not that.
What do you think it was going to be?
I was just going to X out of it, but it was just a word proposal. I saw it, you know. I wasn't reading it. I was just, you know, I scanned it real quick, and then that's what made me read it because of the word proposal. I know that it's totally 110% my fault, and I shouldn't have read it, but I can't take it back. I can't unread it. And so now the surprise is ruined, and it's my fault, and I know that.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, how am I going to surprise you now?
I don't know.
I have to think of a whole new thing. I mean, we've been together 3 years. We could wait like another year, figure something out.
And
surprise you.
I
you
don't
wanted
want
a surprise.
To.
I mean,
I just.
Jubal, what should I do?
What?
Wait, what?
Awkward.
What?
Wait.
Right? Jubal, you there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do, Justin. I have no idea.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I'm totally confused.
What's going on?
I don't know, man.
Someone clarify.
You got a lot of stuff to figure out now, don't you, Justin?
How do you know he's on the phone?
I don't know. Jubal and I, you know, we're buddies. We're friends.
Yeah, we go. Justin and I go way back, Kathleen.
What?
Yeah. You get a lot of three-way phone calls, you know.
What?
What is happening?
What's going on?
Oh, you want the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wrote an email to my mom and made sure to put proposal in there because I knew you wouldn't be able to resist reading it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I told Emily that if you asked her about it, that she should tell you to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Shut up! What?
Yeah. And then I emailed Jubal and told him that if you emailed in about an Awkward Tuesday phone call, he should give me a call.
Man, this is getting elaborate, and I am impressed.
Gosh. And then I did give Justin a call. And Justin and I talked a little bit about your whole situation, Kathleen.
Wow. I'm so confused right now.
You lied to us too, Jubal. What the hell?
I like lying.
Oh, my God. You knew about this, Jubal?
Yeah. For like a couple weeks now.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
And I was thinking Kathleen was the awful person in this whole situation.
Wow. So this whole thing was just one big joke then?
No. Actually, Jubal, I think you have something that you're supposed to play.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's our song.
Yeah, it's our song.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Kathleen.
Yeah?
I love you so much.
I love you, too.
I knew from the moment that I met you that you were the person I wanted to spend the rest of my life with, that I wanted to make incredible memories with. I wanted to surprise one day. And so, this is all I could think of. Because I knew you'd figure it out.
Oh, gosh.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yay!
Good answer.
Good answer. Oh my God, I'm crying right now.
Me too.
Congratulations, Kathleen.
Oh,
Justin set you up for an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Oh, the best one ever.
To propose to you.
That was so cute.
Thank you, Jubal. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God. Kathleen, it was a surprise.
It was.
Are you nearby so you could go give her a hug or a ring or something?
Oh, yeah, I took the day off, actually, so I'm just hanging around in my car waiting for her to get this phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so
He's
sweet.
Been waiting this whole time for us to call Dude. Kathleen. He was in on everything.
I'm going to come pick you up, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Way better than the zoo.
Yeah. Congratulations, you two.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Oh, my God. Was somebody recording it? Like, do we get to keep this?
Oh, that's the awkward part. I forgot to record it.
You're such a liar.
Actually, yes, we have a recording. We'll give it to you guys.
Oh, thank you. Brooke and Jubal in the morning.